You've come a long way, Peach Drop, and while a lot has changed since 1989, some things remain the same, like the 800-pound fiberglass peach that will descend as the clock ticks down to midnight. Michelle Lawrence is the marketing director for Underground Atlanta.
Certainly, it has grown into a 16-hour, all-day, all-night celebration. It's become the largest in the Southeast and an event that not only gets regional and national attention, but it's also known internationally.
Prior to the countdown, there's plenty to do, but Lawrence says there are also things revelers shouldn't do.
We ask that you do not bring pets, bags, backpacks, coolers, picnic baskets, rollerblades or bikes, lawn chairs, weapons, or alcoholic beverages.
As always, the live music is a favorite. There will be some that may not be household names now, but playing the Peach Drop can bring a whole new crop of fans. Let's go
back to the first kiss. It's weird because just last year we were playing in a buddy's garage for New Year's Eve.
That's Mackenzie from the group Them Morris Boys. The four brothers are from Griffin, Georgia. The Morris Boys will perform at Kenny's Alley in the Underground at 7 p.m. And then at 11:15, this year's headliner takes the stage. Janelle Monae says playing the Peach Drop is pretty awesome.
Oh my gosh, do you know how excited I am? The Peach Drop is a tradition here. And, you know, being a resident of Atlanta, Georgia, and it's just a heck of a way to end 2013.
Rose Scott, WABE News.